VK3BWI, the broadcast station of the Wireless Institute of Australia, Victorian Division. The weather this morning at Lyndhurst is fair, with a 12-knot southerly breeze, a very pleasant morning indeed. Your announcers for today are Peter, VK3BWD, Rob, VK3DTR, and Bill, VK3PTW. This weekly presentation of news and information is transmitted on the following frequencies: 1840 kHz AM, 3615 kHz lower sideband, 7085 kHz lower sideband, relayed by Vic VK3RC, and relayed through the 2-metre repeaters VK3RMM Mount Macedon, VK3RWG Mount Baw-Baw, and VK3RMA Mildura, also through the 70 centimetre repeater VK3RMU Mount St Leonard. We have a silent key announcement. Henry Pierce, VK3EN, VK3 Echo November, passed away on Wednesday the 8th of February. The WIA extends sincerest sympathy to all who are close to him. He will be long remembered. Some of this morning's news is headlined as follows. The WIA VicDiv has moved its headquarters totally and officially. Amateur examination devolvement. The 50 MHz band and channel O. Ionospheric prediction services. Some DX news. Sky High mobile phone. The WIA Victorian Division has moved its headquarters totally and officially. The final transport of furniture, reference library books and paperwork from our former divisional headquarters at 412 Brunswick Street, Fitzroy, to our new headquarters took place on Friday. Settlement of the property sale also occurred on Friday when it was officially signed over to the new owner. The Corporate Affairs Commission has been advised that the WIA's new registered office is now at 38 Taylor Street, Ashburton, 3147, and the phone is 259-9261. This ends an era for the WIA Victorian Division, but a new and more exciting one has begun. The 1988-89 Divisional Council has achieved its goal of converting the Division's largest asset and relocating the Divisional Headquarters within its term of office. For more than 5 years, this move had been talked about and has now finally been achieved. At all times, members have been kept informed of progress, the property sale, and the move to Ashburton, with regular bulletins on this broadcast. A full financial report on the property sale and relocation to Ashburton is being compiled and will be sent to every WIA Victorian Division member prior to the Division's annual general meeting. The WIA Victorian Division is headed in a new and exciting direction, and members can expect an improvement in the delivery of membership services. The WIA Education Officer steps down. For the past 10 years, Fred Swainston, VK3DAC, has been a theory instructor and was Education Officer for the WIA Victorian Division. He has decided to step down from both these positions, effective from tomorrow, to have a rest. For employed by the Gas and Fuel Corporation. His aptitude in teaching others there quickly became obvious, and he dedicated himself to that task. More recently, he left the Gas and Fuel Corporation in a change of career to join the teaching service at a technical and further education college. During his decade of theory instruction for both novice and AOCP, Fred Swainson has been innovative. He pioneered theory revision weekends. He also authored Australia's first and only theory textbook written for the Department of Transport and Communications syllabus. Many of the listeners to this broadcast will know Fred, having either used his book or attended his theory classes at the old WIA headquarters in Fitzroy. I'm sure you will join with the WIA Victorian Division Council in expressing appreciation to Fred for the job he did so well and wish him all the best for the future. Amateur examination devolvement. Last year, the Department of Transport and Communications ran a series of public forums on the subject of amateur radio certificate examinations and stated its intention to implement examination devolvement process later that year. The department asked clubs and educational institutions to submit expressions of interest in participating in the new procedure. In its most recent letter on the subject, DOTC told the WIA that a large number of submissions had been made. The department explained they have a staff shortage in their examinations area, and they were, at the time of writing, unable to initiate the devolvement process or to notify applicants seeking accreditation. A department spokesman said that most of the hard work has already been done, but some fine-tuning of the question banks is still outstanding. The completion of this task is dependent upon staff availability. The WIA has been assured that devolvement will commence at the earliest possible opportunity. You're listening to VK3BWI.
This is a bulletin of news from the Executive Office of the WIA. I'm Ron Fisher, VK3OM. The 50 MHz band and Channel O. As previously advised on these broadcasts, the WIA is currently negotiating with DOTC with a view to achieving a set of operating conditions for the 50 MHz band which will be acceptable to all Australian radio amateurs and will permit radio amateurs located in the mainland, east coast states of Australia, to operate below 52 MHz in coexistence with Channel O television. On the 20th of January 1989, a submission was lodged with DOTC, which included a supporting 23-page technical report. This report examined the technical aspects of sharing between the amateur radio service and the broadcasting service of a small segment of spectrum centred on approximately 50.10 MHz. A major portion of the report was discussion which determines a minimum radial distance at which an amateur radio station may operate on frequencies around 50.1 MHz without causing significant interference to a Channel O television service. The seven major recommendations of the report are as follows. A. To conform more closely with international amateur radio operation, the existing shared segment of 50.0 to 50.15 MHz should be shifted 50 kHz higher in frequency with no increase in bandwidth to a segment of 50.05 to 50.20 MHz. B. Operation in the proposed shared segment of 50.05 to 50.20 MHz by the amateur radio service should be on a strictly secondary non-harmful interference basis to Channel O television services. If harmful interference to the Channel O service is caused by an amateur station operating in the shared segment of 50.05 to 50.20 MHz, that station must cease operation. C. In all amateur call areas of Australia except the ACT, VK1, the following radial distance separation restriction should apply between an amateur radio station operating on 50.05 to 50.20 MHz and any on-air Channel O television service. The proposed radial distance restrictions are 1. No amateur operation less than 120 kilometres from a Channel O main station. 2. No amateur operation less than 60 kilometres from a Channel O television translator station, and 3, no amateur operation less than 60 kilometres from any television translator station which has off-air Channel O input signals. D, in the ACT amateur call area VK1, the radial distance restrictions in C above should apply, except that a minimum radial distance separation of 110 kilometres be allowed from national main station ABMN at Channel O, Mount Alandra. Maximum transmitter peak envelope power output allowable in the ACT should be 100 watts. E, in all call areas where there are operating Channel O services, currently New South Wales, Queensland and Tasmania, the maximum amateur transmitter peak envelope power should be limited to 100 watts. F, in the proposed shared segment of 50.05 to 50.2 MHz, the only allowable amateur transmission modes should be single sideband suppressed carrier J3E and CW A1A. And finally, all other existing agreements covering the use of the spectrum 50 to 52 MHz for call areas VK5, VK6, VK7, VK8, VK9 and VK0 to remain unaltered if the agreements are more favourable than the above recommendations. As listeners will appreciate, it has been difficult to determine details of a submission which will have a good chance of success, and the WIA appreciates the considerable help and advice received from a number of prominent 6-metre operators. We understand that the submission has to be examined by something like 4 separate sections of DOTC before eventually finding its way to the Broadcasting Council. Obviously, we're unlikely to get a decision very quickly, but we'll keep you advised on progress. 2-metre simplex calling frequency. The Executive Office has received several complaints recently about amateurs operating in the 2-metre band on the old Channel 40 frequency of 146.0 MHz. I wonder how many new operators on this band realise, and how many old operators have forgotten, that this once common simplex FM frequency causes interference to satellite downlinks. Please do not use 146.0 MHz simplex FM operation. And talking about 2-metre FM operation, it's probably worth a reminder that the calling channel of 146.5 MHz, or the old Channel 50, is intended to be just that, a calling channel, and not a frequency for general conversation. As Arthur VK7SE wrote in a recent letter, we should use 146.425, 645, 6475, 6525, 6550 and 6575, etc., some of which have been allocated to separate topics for general conversation. This makes it easy to locate others, but if we all talk on the calling channel, well, it's just like tying up a repeater instead of going simplex. If you have any doubts about what are the preferred frequencies for your operation, please refer to the band plans for the amateur service, the VHF band segment, on page 24 of February 1989 issue of Amateur Radio Magazine. Ionospheric predictions. I wonder how many members realise that Radio Australia provides a comprehensive ionospheric prediction service 5 times a day at 4 hourly intervals, commencing from 4:25 hours UTC on Mondays to Saturdays. The information for this service is provided by IPS Radio and Space Services, located in Sydney. Last week, the WIA was advised that IPS Radio and Space Services was going to reduce their supply of predictions from 7 days a week to 5 days a week, leaving no service on weekends on Radio Australia. The WIA executive office immediately faxed off a strong protest to IPS Radio and Space Services, but we've now learnt that the prediction service is definitely being reduced to only 5 days a week. The good news is that not only has Radio Australia been able to come up with an agreement with WWV in Boulder, Colorado, USA, to be able to obtain predictions over the weekend, but it's expected that in May of this year, Radio Australia will extend their present 6-day-a-week ionospheric prediction service to 7 days a week. Mike Bird from Radio Australia is presently preparing a detailed article on his ionospheric prediction service for publication in the April issue of Amateur Radio Magazine. And that's all the news we have from the executive office for this week.
Novice theory and Morse code classes. The WIA plan to run classes covering the novice theory syllabus and instruction in Morse code for the DOTC 5 words per minute receiving and transmitting tests. These classes will begin on Tuesday, February the 28th at Camberwell. The WIA will during this week contact those people who have already registered an interest in joining its classes. The Morse code classes will start at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday nights, running for an hour, and the theory class will immediately follow at 7:30 p.m. and last for about 2 hours. Unfortunately, there's been insufficient interest in theory and Morse instruction for the AOCP, and the WIA is unable at this time to run such classes. Just repeating, the WIA will have novice theory and Morse code classes in a new centrally located venue at Camberwell starting on Tuesday, February the 28th. Those who have already registered an interest in the classes will be notified of full details during this coming week. Anyone else wanting to join the novice license classes should telephone the WIA Victorian Division on 259-9261. That number again is 259-9261. Perhaps you know someone interested in joining the hobby of amateur radio. Tell them about the WIA classes. The WIA office is open between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays, or outside these hours you may leave a message on the telephone answering machine. Stolen radio report. A 2-meter transceiver was stolen from a radio amateur's car while parked in Wheatsheaf Road, Glenroy, last Wednesday. The owner, Ron Mitchell, VK3 X-ray November Romeo, has reported the theft of his Kenwood TR7800 to the Broadmeadows police. The microphone and the transceiver itself have the words Ron Mitchell and the call sign VK3XNR engraved on them. Anyone who has information on the whereabouts of the Kenwood TR7800 transceiver should contact the Broadmeadows police station. DX News. Anyone looking for Vietnam should keep a watch out for 3 Whiskey Zero Alpha. This station was worked on Snooky's Net 14.183 MHz at 2025 Zulu last Friday and gave his QSL address as W4FRU. Among other DX worked in VK3 in the past week on 20 metres has been Yankee India 0 Victor Papa in Baghdad and Tango Lima 8 Whiskey Delta from the Central African Republic. News already brought to you from VK3 BWI this morning included: the WIA Victorian Division has moved its headquarters totally and officially. Amateur examination devolvement. the 50 megahertz band and channel O, ionospheric prediction services, a stolen radio report, and some DX news.
This is VK3BWI, the WIA Victorian Division broadcast station. Some thoughts on promoting amateur radio. We're all aware of zero population growth and, of course, the blood bank. And there are two things which our hobby needs, and this is by way of help from you, a devotee of amateur radio. First, membership. There's been a number of articles in our journal AR with wailing, gnashing of teeth, and for some of our older ones, gnashing of gums about the lack of new blood coming into the hobby. We need a transfusion or a blood bank to ensure the healthy growth of the amateur radio enthusiast to prevent zero population growth. We'll elaborate on how you can play your part in this in a moment. The second important matter is related to publicity and promotion. More of that shortly. Now, if you're retired, you could be a catalyst by way of making any clubs or organisations to which you belong aware of amateur radio. Give a talk on the subject. Make up a display with some of your QSL cards and AR magazines when you give the talk. Approach probers clubs, retirement villages, parents groups, service clubs, church and community groups, particularly those for the physically disabled. Make it a resolution to do something. Remember what President Kennedy said, words to this effect. Don't ask what my country can do for me, but rather, what can I do for my country? How about substituting the words country with amateur radio? Next, the importance of good publicity. Recently, there's been some excellent publicity, late last year, about amateur radio on the commercial stations, particularly in regard to an amateur's contact with the Russian space station Mir. As a start, why not make an easily read hand-printed poster about amateur radio? Have a few photocopies made and ask shopkeepers where you're a customer to let you place it in their window. Give a contact phone number, either yours or the WIA Victorian Division. Tell the amateur radio story to your local paper. And if there's a community radio station in your zone, do an interview on the subject. Doctors' surgeries have community notice boards in their rooms. Ask if you can have a notice placed there. If you're addressing a group, take a broadcast band transistor along and talk in easily understood terms about the wonders of radio transmission and reception, which most people today take for granted. It'll open their eyes. Then get in a plug for the hop. This is VK3BWI.
Satellite signals segment. Launched on the 6th of October 1981 to an orbital height of 4 kilometres. Oscar 9 has dropped to an altitude of 430 kilometres. And is losing a further 300 metres every day. It's anticipated that it will re-enter later this year. How much later this year, you might care to guess. The AMSAT organisation is running a competition to determine who can most closely predict Oscar 9's re-entry date. The winner of this competition is expected to receive a small prize and a large serve of prestige. Further details are available by tuning the AMSAT net at 0945 UTC Sunday on 3685 kHz or by writing AMSAT Australia at Post Office Box 2141 Adelaide 5001. These details may be double-checked by referring to the AMSAT column in any edition of AR Magazine. The only other information we have on the competition is entries will have to go to the University of Surrey in England and your entry must be received at least 1 month before your predicted re-entry date. Oscar 10 continues to work well and will be open mainly to the Americas during the evenings and nights of this week. Oscar 13 will be available to Europe and America, mainly during the nights. RS-10 is still switched on and was operating mode KA last week. There's no confirmed news of operation from the orbiting space station Mir, but there has been a report on the AMSAT net of a VK4 contact with U4MIR. No date or frequency is known. A mini repeater report. In reply to a request, this item is a repeat from a recent VK3BWI repeater report. VK3RTN on 53.675 MHz, sighted on Lake Mountain, and VK3RAD on 438.525 MHz, sighted at Mitcham, have recently been cross-linked. This means that any station which accesses either of these repeaters will output on both of them simultaneously. This feature will greatly enhance the communication of capability of stations on either of these bands. Stations operating on 70 centimetres were contacting VK4s and VK8s during recent 6-metre openings. The book officer resigns after a record year. One of the people working behind the scenes for the past 14 months has been Jan Swainston, who ran the divisional bookshop. The activity of book sales is one that needs time and dedication to achieve results. Jan took on the job in January 1988 and kept a tight control on book stocks, did regular stock takes, and quickly dispatched numerous mail orders, including bulk buys of core books by clubs and zones. Through this broadcast, Jan Swainston publicised the books which were available. The sale of books at discount prices is a WIMA membership service, but while the members can buy books at prices much lower than available elsewhere, the bookshop must also show an operating profit. In the 12 months to December the 31st, 1988, the divisional bookshop under Jan Swainston made a profit of $2,528. Jan has resigned from the position after doing an excellent job. Thank you, Jan Swainston, for your contribution to servicing members of the WIA.
News from the Zone and Club Net, read by Marilyn, VK3DNS. There is not much time left for any operators who would like to offer assistance to Wyson for a car rally being held in the Leongatha area on Sunday, March the 5th. Contact Paul Walton, VK3PW, on 03-754-8646. That is 03-754-8646, if you want to help. On this coming Thursday, February the 23rd, in Bairnsdale, members of the East Gippsland Zone will have their next meeting. A barbecue will be held tomorrow night at the QTH of Greg, VK2EXA, in Albury, for the members of the Twin Cities Radio and Electronics Club. An ordinary meeting will be held at the same location on the following Monday, February the 27th. Northeastern Zone members should please note that there was a very poor attendance at the meeting last Sunday. A further meeting has been set for June the 25th. So make a note of the date and more details will be to hand on this broadcast. Swan Hill Radio Club members are reminded of their next meeting, which will be held on Monday, March the 6th, and the Shepparton Radio Club will meet on Thursday, March the 2nd. That's all the news for this morning. Good morning.
The Zone and Club Net News tape was recorded by George, VK3ZNE. A note here from the Moorabbin District Radio Club. Most of us need international reply coupons at some time or another to get rare QSL cards from overseas, or maybe award certificates. They now cost $1.35 each at the post office. But if you redeem one, all you will get for it are stamps to the value of 55 cents. So the IRC, while sometimes essential, is not a very good deal. At the Moorabbin Club's Paper Chasers Fiesta on April the 1st, you'll be able to buy IRCs at cut-rate prices. You see, some amateurs find themselves with more IRCs than they need and are happy to sell them for much less than the post office asks. The other way to pay return postage, used by amateurs and shortwave listeners, is the United States $1 bill, usually called a green stamp. They are worth about $1.16 in Australian currency. But if you get them at a bank, you'll probably find yourself loaded with a $5 commission, even if you're only buying two or three green stamps. So amateurs frequently buy and sell United States dollar bills to each other. At the Moorabbin Club's Paper Chasers Fiesta, there will be a trading post where amateurs and shortwave listeners will be able to buy and sell both IRCs and green stamps at good prices and no horrendous commissions, and no financial transactions tax either. That's on the afternoon of April the 1st, and we'll tell you more about this event in future broadcasts. Coming events. In addition to the events you have just heard about, we would like to draw the following to your attention. Saturday, February the 25th, next Saturday, is the day of the Victorian Fox Hunting Championships. The venue is the Green Hills Scout Hall in Community Drive, Greensboro, and the starting time is 10 a.m. Don't forget the Midland Zone Convention at Bendigo on Sunday the 19th of March. Full details will be repeated before the big day, but put a mark on the calendar now, Sunday the 19th of March. The Wireless Institute provides a free advertisement service for its members on this broadcast for equipment, components and publications related to amateur radio and shortwave listening. This service is authorised by the Department of Transport and Communications. We cannot broadcast the names or telephone numbers of the advertisers. If an advertisement interests you, contact the WIA Victorian Division on Melbourne telephone number 259 9261 during office hours, Tuesday or Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the advertiser's full details will be supplied. Advertisers are requested to supply brief and clear advertisements, either double-spaced typewritten or neatly block-lettered. You are required to enclose an amateur radio magazine address label to confirm that you are a WIA member. Send two copies of your advertisement to the coordinator, John White, VK3KJW, at Post Office Box 199, Preston 3072, Victoria. Do not send advertisements direct to this broadcast. They must be processed by the coordinator, John White, VK3KJW, at Post Office Box 199, Preston 3072. Now here are this week's advertisements, or rather advertisement. For sale, Kenwood TM201B 2-metre FM transceiver, in original box with handbook and all hardware. As new condition, output power is 45 watts, price of $475 or near offer is asked. A good home must be found. Do you want to help your hobby of amateur radio? Give someone you know encouragement to join the WIA Novice Theory and Morse Code classes, which start on Tuesday, February the 28th. The raw beginner with no knowledge can be on air in 6 months with their own amateur radio station if they attend the WIA classes and apply themselves with a little additional home study. The classes will be held in Camberwell, which is within easy reach of most Melbourne suburbs. To make further inquiries about the WIA classes, telephone the WIA on 259 9261. 259 9261 at the new divisional headquarters, 38 Taylor Street, Ashburton. Sky High Mobile Telephone. British Airways has launched the world's first telephone link allowing plane passengers to call anywhere in the world. The new in-flight satellite-based telephone service is the most expensive in the world, costing over $10 a minute. The system, capable of providing direct dialing to 186 countries, has begun a six-month trial on two of British Airways' jumbo jets on the Heathrow to New York route. Potential wind power sites identified in Victoria. 10 of the windiest spots on Victoria's coastline have been earmarked as possible sites for generating wind-produced electricity in the future. The sites had been found in a joint two-year study of wind energy carried out by the State Electricity Commission and the Victorian Solar Energy Council. Among the identified wind sites are Apollo Bay, Kilcunda on the Gippsland coast, Toura near Wilson's Promontory, and Bridgewater near Portland. At Breamley near Geelong, a trial wind generator is now producing 0.6 of a megawatt. Coastal wind speeds found in the Victorian study were comparable with those in California, where hundreds of effective wind farms are in operation. Listeners are encouraged to contribute news and information to this broadcast. Contributions may be sent by mail to Broadcast News, WIA Victorian Division, 38 Taylor Street, Ashburton, 3147, by packet to WIA News via VK3RPA, by bulletin board service to WIA News on 03-366-7055, or by joining the Zone and Club Net on Sunday night at 9:30 local on 3.6 MHz plus or minus QRM. Callbacks will now be conducted on 40 and 80 metres and shortly on 2 metres via VK3RMM. Please remember that you may check in only to the callback. If you have no questions and do not want to comment on the broadcast but would like to let us know that you listened, simply call in and get on the list when your area is called. When called back, simply reply with your call sign and the words "check in only". Your call sign will be registered in the station logbook. Your announcers this morning were Peter, VK3BWD, Rob, VK3DTR, and Bill, that's me, VK3PTW. And Peter will conduct the 2 metre callback. You have been listening to VK3BWI. Good morning.
VK3BWD, Peter on the mic. Good morning. Country, mobile and portable subscribers first, please. Go ahead.
VK3 Alpha Bravo X-ray, check-in only.
VK3 Charlie Oscar, check-in only.
VK3 Charlie Whiskey Juliet.
VK3 Golf India.
VK3 Bravo Victor Juliet.
VK3 FO, check-in only.
VK3 Charlie Hotel November, check-in only.
VK3 Alpha Juliet India Mobile.
VK3 Juliet Golf Oscar Mobile, check-in only.
Roger, I have VK3ABX, check-in only, Charlie Oscar, check-in, Charlie Whiskey Juliet, Golf India, Bravo Victor Juliet. FO check in only. CHN check in only. AJI mobile. Juliet Golf Oscar mobile. Any further stations, country, mobile or portable?
VK3 Oscar, Oscar portable, check in only.
VK3 Tango Bravo Zulu, check in only.
VK3 Delta Alpha Zulu, check in only.
VK3 DML.
VK3 PUA, check only.
VK3 November, Papa Hotel portable.
VK3 PDL, check in only.
Roger. The further list is Oscar Oscar Portable, check in only. Tango Zulu Bravo, check in only. Delta Alpha Zulu. Delta Mike Lima. PUA, check in only. NPH Portable. BV. I think I had there, that might be wrong. Perhaps you'll come back again, check in only. And there was a weak one who I missed entirely, if anybody else can relay for me who got him better. Direct. Go ahead again.
It was VK3 PDL, check in only.
VK3 PDL, check in only. Thanks for that. Roger, Rando, the beginning of the list then, VK3 CWJ, VK3 BWI, go ahead.
VK3 BWI, this is VK3 Charlie Whiskey Juliet, the name's John, the location is Mornington and I'm portable at the moment. Good morning Peter, Rob and Bill, thanks very much for the broadcast, I enjoyed it, it was very good indeed. Covered quite a bit of territory there this morning. The thing I was interested in too, I think it's a great idea for recruiting candidates to take up amateur radio, and I'll try my best to do what I can to promote it amongst clubs and my friends. And I apologise, I can't remember the broadcaster's call sign or name. But anyway, thank you very much. VK3 BWI, VK3 Charlie Whiskey Juliet.
Thanks, John. And Router George, VK3 Golf India, go.
VK3 BWI, this is VK3 Golf India Woodend. Good morning, Peter, Rob and Bill. Excellent transmission, very interesting and beautiful audio and all received. And congratulations to whoever thought of permitting the check-in only. It was really surprising to me after having heard many Sunday morning transmissions how many people listen to it who normally don't come back. I think it's very gratifying and a great credit to the Institute. Lousy weather here, very cold, 14 degrees, very windy, a bit of sun, but we hope for better. Thanks very much again, chaps. VK3 BWI, VK3 Golf India.
Morning, George. Round to you, Victor. VK3 BVJ, go.
VK3 WI, VK3 BVJ. Good morning, Peter, Rob and Bill. Thanks very much for the broadcast. Received on 160 to 5 and 9, 80 was 5 and 9 plus 5, 40 was 5 and 9 plus 5, and RWG, the input was 5 and 7, the output 5 and 4, and RMM input was 5 and 4, and output 5 and 9 plus 60, and RMU was 5 and 9. Very good broadcast, gentlemen. Thank you very much. VK3BWI, VK3BBJ.
Well, there's a man with every frequency in Christendom. Thanks, Victor. Round to you, John, VK3AJI mobile, go.
VK3BWI, VK3AJI mobile, don't know whether you're receiving me at the moment, Peter. I'm not in a very good spot. I listened to the broadcast on 70 centimetres and would suggest that the callback be established for 70 centimetres. Firstly, to try and encourage a bit more activity on that band, and secondly, to get an idea of how many use that particular frequency. VK3BWI, VK3AJI mobile.
All copied, John. Good signal. And your point about the 70 centimetre callback's been logged. Bill has it in the log now. Round to VK3JGO mobile. Sorry, I've not got your name.
VK3VWI, VK3JGO, the name this way is Graham, Golf Romeo Alpha Echo Mike Echo, we're mobile in the Kyneton district at the moment. I just wanted to say thank you for the news broadcast, and it's all received through RMM, over.
Gotcha, all received, fine. VK3 Delta Alpha Zulu next in line, go.
Yeah, Roger, good morning. It was only a check-in only. It must have doubled there somewhere. Not to worry. Yeah, thanks for the broadcast, and good morning to everyone listening. VK3DAZ Mobile, Kilo.
Thanks. Sorry I missed that one. DML next in line. Good morning, Marilyn.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. Not sure whether you called me Marilyn or Margaret, but QTHE Castle Mine. Good morning to all. Very good broadcast. And just one comment for any YLs listening. At the Bendigo Convention on the, or Midland Zone Convention, Bendigo, on the 19th of March. There's a very, very enthusiastic group of ladies working at the moment on all sorts of crafts, so there'll be, we hope, something of interest to all there. Good morning to all. VK3BWI, VK3DML.
Sorry about the mix-up, Margaret, after all these years. Back to the days of novice, I think. I've got tapeitis with Marilyn. Thank you for that. Round to VK3NPH Portable. Good morning, go.
Morning, VK3BWI, VK3NPH Portable. Kevin is the name. Just calling in to thank you for the broadcast. I came in late, and I just wanted to ask you if I did hear correctly that there are no theory classes at the moment for full call stations, or potential full call stations. Is that correct, VK3BWI, VK3NPH with me?
Yes, Kevin, unfortunately that is correct. There is a novice one, but no AOCP class at the present time. Keep in touch and you'll probably pick up when it happens. VK3PDL next, VK3BWD, VK3BWI. Must have been another check-in only, my mistake. Round to the metros, then. Metro stations wishing to check-in and or call. Go ahead.
VK3ABQ, check-in only.
VK3 Tango Delta India.
VK3 Fox Lima, check-in only.
VK3 Delta Hotel Romeo.
VK3PMZ.
VK3BC.
VK3ABI, check in only.
VK3TEV, check in only.
VK3COD.
W.
Roger, there are a lot of people on top of one another in that round. I'll read what I've got. I've got ABQ, check in only. I have TDI, who wants the norm. I have somebody else who came in after TDI and was missed, who was a check-in. I've got DHR, PMZ. Somebody came in after PMZ and got squashed by BC. So there is one missing in there. I have ABR, check-in only, TED, check-in only, COD, and then Rowley KXW squashed somebody as well. With those stations that I've missed, please go ahead.
Fox Lima, VK3 Fox Lima, checking only.
VK3 UV.
I think it was 3K3 Fox Lima, check in only, and I have 3UV added to the list. Any further stations?
VK3 Oscar Whiskey, check in only.
VK3 Kilo Mike Juliet, check in only.
I've now got added Oscar Whiskey check in only and Kilo Mike Juliet check in only. Okay, round to the first on the list then, VK3 TDI. Go ahead.
VK3BWI, VK3TDI. Good morning there, Peter. Name this end is Dave. Just a quick one. What was the unit that was for sale, the 2 metre Kenwood that was for sale? Over.
Stand by, Dave. Come back to you in a moment, Dave, with the answer on that one, if you'll stand by. Let's go to DHR to keep things moving, and then I'll be back to you with that detail. Go ahead.
Dave, go to 6500, VK3TBZ.
VK3BWI, VK3DHR. Good morning, Peter. The name is Graham here, QDH's Box Hill. Just to comment on the... to 80 metres. 40 metres here this morning broadcast was about 10 over 9 and very interesting broadcast. Thanks very much. VK3BWI, VK3DHR.
Thanks, Graham. That's a BB. We'll get that corrected for you. Now back to Dave TDI for a moment. It's a Kenwood TM201 Bravo 2 metre FM box. The price is 475 or near offer, and a good home must be found. QSL.
Roger there, Peter. Thanks very much. VK3 TDI going clear.
Next on the list was PMZ. Good morning, Philip. Go.
Yeah, VK3 PM.
You're dropping out, you're not catching the repeater. You'll have to soup up that set of yours somehow or other. I'm afraid we've lost you. Round of VK3BC, trying to see if you can go and while Philip gathers himself together. VK3BWD for VK3BWI.
Yeah, VK3BWI is the VK3BC. The name's Frank and I'm at McRae. This is a well-known call sign. I think a lot of people would have known it. It used to belong to Rupert Crosby, but Rupert handed it in, so anyone wondering why I've got it, that is the reason. My call sign used to be Delta Alpha Fox. And, yeah, good broadcast. I didn't hear it all, but I did hear the part about the publicising amateur radio, and very good idea, but it did... It mentioned it's very good for physically disabled people. Well, I think you should just drop the physically the physically side out of it. I know quite a lot of blind people, deaf people, and people who have speech impediments. So you know, it covers any disability. Just like to point that out. Probably just a bit of a slip there. So thanks very much. VK3BWI, VK3PC.
Acknowledge your point, Fred, and we'll log that too for the next time. VK3COD, Peter here. Sorry, I've not lost your name as well. Go for it.
Name is Len. Well known on 28340. Excellent broadcast. Tremendously enjoyed down here, as we do every Sunday. But one thing surprises me, your drive of New Amethyst. You people, not you personally there, Peter, the people in AR absolutely ignore people's helping other amateurs. We've been going for 9 years on 28340, recently have included 147425 on 2 metres, with a Morse broadcast of an hour a night. Every weekday. AI deliberately ignores this. Why can we not get a mention or a little bit of go-ahead on that to help amateurs? We've only put through around about 250 members in the 9 years. Is that not helping the amateurs? And why does AR ignore it? Sorry to come in with this down there, Peter, but it had to be said. Go ahead there, Pete.
Good on you, Len.
Be here, Len.
Well, Len, you've got a couple of you. At this time. No. Abundantly sure that it gets air time. 3147. You pop a publicity brief of some sort in there, and so I'll be on in the next couple of weeks anyway. I'll ask where it is if it hasn't turned up here. I'll make sure that it gets a Guernsey. Have a good morning. VK3KXW, rolling.
I'm blocking you out, Peter.
KXW, go for it.
KXW, g'day, Peter, Bill, and the rest of the broadcast. Quite good. We'd like to make a couple of comments, if members don't mind. The 70-centimetre request to have the broadcast, I'd ask that the broadcast be put on RCU, because I can't get into RDU, the Mount St. Leonard's from here. It's impossible for me. And the 6 metre to the 70-centimetre and 6 metre repeater, the linked ones, could I have the frequency for the input for the 70-centimetre one? I haven't got that one listed. And interesting comments also on the 6 metre band. Anyway, thanks, and received the broadcast on all the bands that's transmitting on very well from here, except Mount St. Leonard's. Unfortunately, can't receive it from here. VK3KXW, thank you, fellas.
And the 6 metre frequency too, please.
The request for the 6 metre frequency, I can only give you the, what I take it is the outputs, and you'll have to forgive me as an HF man from way back.
Such
for the purchase of a green stamp, so it's only just the straight-out conversion rate at the selling rate. And as far as the chappy with the comment there with the non-publicity on the activities performed, the editor of AR would welcome someone to jot down a few of these little notes. Unfortunately, he doesn't listen to all the bands. If there's something of interest there, thump it in. It'll certainly get in the mag. Thanks, Pete. See you later. VK3, BWD, VK3UV.
Roger, Bruce. Thanks for the correction on the question of the green stamp bit. Straight from the horse's mouth, as it were. Roger. And we'll send a note to Fed office in any case, or to the committee about the 28340 to make sure it gets a Guernsey there too. Last call then for anybody we may have missed on 2 metres. Go now.
VK3YZW.
VK3EAW.
VK3 November Mike Kilo.
VK3JAU, check in only.
VK3 Alpha Bravo Bravo.
VK3BBM.
VK3NYE, check in only.
VK3YIC, check in only.
VK3ZWG, check in only.
I have YZW, EAW, NMK, JAU, check in only, Alpha Bravo Bravo, BBN, NYE, check in only, IC, check in only, another who must have been made, who is a check in only after YIC, who didn't make it. With the check in that didn't make it, like to go again. We'll see if we can get you now.
VK3PMZ.
VK3TER.
Yeah, Philip, got you as the check in at that stage of the proceeding, so you're there. And TER followed. Okay, VK3YZW go.
VK3BWI, VK3YZW. The purpose of the call is just a tribute to Fred Swainson. I think there'd be many people that would owe their amateur ticket to Fred, and my acknowledgement to Fred. That's the purpose of my call, but the rest all received AOK, and at least there seems to be some initiative in the Wireless Institute. VK3BWI, VK3YZW.
Yes, YZW, your name, please. I'm sorry, I haven't got that. Okay.
VK3BWI, VK3YZW, the name is Don, Delta Oscar November in Caulfield. VK3BWI, VK3YZW.
Thanks, Don. I'm sure a lot of other people will agree with you. His effort's been remarkable over a very long period of time. VK3EAW, go.
Yeah, right, VK3BWI, VK3EAW. Look, I fully concur with Len too, by the way, before. And also, I'm just wondering, I don't know whether it's the right forum to ask this question or not, but I've just got the last AR, and I just looked at the subscription rates, and Victoria's the highest at a lot. We're $50 a year, and New South Wales is $41.50. I was just wondering what the reason for the discrepancy is, Brake.
That's a question you should properly address to the committee. I think you might find that as a result of a great deal of effort over the last period of time, that maybe ours will remain more stable and the others will catch up to us. But I think you'd get an evening's entertainment out of the story on why it's risen and the way it has over the years. Perhaps the annual general meeting.